Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alice Flynn and we're going to talk about her second book. Good morning to you, Alice.
Well, thank you so much, Levant, for having me on your show today.
You bet. And we kind of need to go back, as I recall, and you reminded me that we talked about your first book that was about your father. And was that the first book you'd ever written?
It was. And
wow.
I didn't even intend to even write a book when I started.
And now here you are onto your second. You have a whole new career, I think, going. And also want to remind folks that a lot of people in the area should kind of find your name, at least the Alice part, familiar, because you're from Kimbolton.
I am. I'm from Kimbolton. My grandparents actually moved there in 1901, and my mom just died a few years ago. She was 94, and she pretty much lived there her whole life. So she was married an Irish guy from New York, so her last name was Flynn.
All right. Very good. So the first book was about your father's life, and after that, you've kind of zeroed in on just a smaller part of his life with lots more information, as I understand. What's the name of the book?
Well, the name of the second book is The Heroes of Hosing and Their Untold Story. And how that kind of evolved was that I had found so much information on my dad's unit from World War II that I built a website because I wanted to share that with other families that were, I could tell by, you know, internet searches, there were a lot of people looking for the information I'd found, so I wanted to make it easy. And I built a website called unforgettableveteran.com, and I posted a lot of my research, and I just made it really easy for people to find out information. And so through that, they found my book, my dad's biography, and they bought it because they knew there was a lot of stuff that talked about the unit.
Mm-hmm.
What they did during World War II. And so these families started contacting me through my website and said, my dad fought with your dad, and you just filled in all the missing pieces of what happened in the town. And then they started sharing their dad's stories and their pictures, and I just got so much more information that I really felt like I had to rewrite the war part of his story by itself and just recognize the contributions of the whole unit now that I had so much more detail. And it's just been such a rewarding process because all these other families are just so thankful that I've been able to put everything together and recognize the contributions of their own father, grandfather, uncle, whoever it was that they wanted to pay tribute to.
Because as you say, they had pieces, you had pieces, and now it's kind of like putting the puzzle together and you've got a much more complete picture. So is this a, when I say story, it's true. It's not a made-up story. Is it not told in many other places? Is this an action during World War II that probably has not been out there for general public to find out about?
Well, bits and pieces of it have been.
Uh-huh.
Because I started with, I found my dad written about in 5 different books, and these are books that were more chronologically written that covered the whole 28th Infantry Division and all the different pieces of that, and, you know, 5,000 men, and so it was pretty broad description. And so I just pulled everything out of all those books, and I took all the information I found and all the other stories, and it's just the most really comprehensive personal perspective of what happened on the front lines at the beginning of the Battle of the Bulge.
And
you know, the 3 days before the 101st Airborne got to Bastogne, which is, you know, famous for the Band of Brothers series and book. And so it tells a very personal perspective because a lot of the stories are told by the men themselves, what they're thinking, what they're feeling, and what's going on around them, and, you know, seeing their buddies hurt and how that impacted them as the story's evolving. And so it's a very personal perspective. And I thought because I'd self-published it that I wanted to get some type of credibility so people would feel confident that they bought the book, that it was a worthwhile purchase. And so I actually went to Kirkus and had them do a review of the book. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I guess it's pretty significant if you get a positive review from them because they, you know, they're pretty much industry standard
mm-hmm.
that libraries use, as well as a lot of publishing companies. And they said at the end of my review that they gave me, it was an important contribution to World War II literature. So that was very validating for me, and I think a lot of the readers who be interested in, you know, taking a chance on this story, take comfort in the fact that it is a significant document of what actually happened. Mm-hmm.
And we'll make it more personal for all of us who read it, because, you know, the World War II, we maybe know some of the big overall facts, but to those individual battles, those individual groups, that we don't know those particular specific stories. And this was a pretty horrendous one.
It was. And, you know, it's been interesting as I've gotten to know more about it. There have been several individuals actually from Iowa that were in the unit. There was a guy from Lake Okoboji. His dad fought with my dad.
Hmm.
So, you know, it is a small world.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And as you said, this is so important to all of those families also. And those stories, the people who can tell those stories, those facts are fast disappearing.
They are.
Yes.
But, you know, I want to really try and encourage people. My dad didn't talk about what mm-hmm. happened during the war. I had maybe a dozen facts when I started, and I came up with so much information. Basically, by doing research on the Internet, I found books that contained information on him, and so other people can do what I did. It's not impossible, and they may not get as level of detail, but there's so much information that's been published, and Internet sites, and books, and, you know, research material, that I would just really encourage people to use my books as just an example mm-hmm. of what you can do and inspire them to do their own research. And I have information on how to do that. People can find my website. My second website is called theheroesofhosingen.com, and Hosingen is H-O-S-I-N-G-E-N. So just, you can email me, and I can send you back my research material that just kind of talks through the process. And if you want to look up veteran information, how to do that, where to go, what to ask for. So I just want people to do what I did, and I think it's important for families to document mm-hmm. that. So even if your veteran has been gone for a long time, it's still possible.
Very, very helpful information. Now, did you actually visit this location?
I did. I wound up, one of the persons that actually found my dad's biography online was a gentleman who was a teenager in Nazi-occupied Hosingen, and he read my book, and he wanted me to go back there, and so he paid for me to go to Europe to see
wow.
and meet people in Luxembourg, and it was an amazing trip, and the town actually was, I mean, they're so appreciative still over there of what the Americans did. There's monuments everywhere, and nobody in Hosingen would let me pay for anything. They were very kind and generous as a thank you to what my dad did. And it was just, it was an amazing experience. And they shared with me all the World War II photos that they had accumulated over the years of what the town looked like back in the early 40s and then right after the war. So I added 40 of those in my book so people can kind of get a feel for what was going on in the town and what it looked like as the damage was being done as they were being attacked. And those are also posted on my Heroes of Hosingen website so okay. people can, you know, really see
so
what
you,
these
you,
veterans were, you know,
you,
having to survive.
You mentioned you went to Luxembourg, so that identifies, I mean, I'm thinking most of us have never heard the name of this town, and so that kind of tells us where it was located. And it probably, again, I think a lot of us just think of Germany. We don't think of all of those other countries around Germany that were invaded and some of those big battles that were fought there. So.
Exactly.
Very important.
It is a very tiny little town, but it was an important piece of the mm-hmm. Battle of Kolk, where
mm-hmm.
Hitler sent his forces.
And the group is, would you say, is it 28th?
The 28th Infantry Division.
Okay. And kind of slow the German troops down to help in the Battle of the Bulge. It sounds like to me that this was a really important battle that really made a difference in how things turn out.
It is. And because so many of the men, they were ordered to hold at all costs. The 110th Regiment, which was one of the three infantry units, they were in the middle of the major thrust, and so they were ordered to hold. They could not retreat, so finally they ran out of bullets after 2.5 days. And they had been given no aerial support, no artillery, nothing. This whole time, but when they finally ran out of bullets, and they wound up having to surrender,
no.
and they were behind enemy lines, obviously, in the POW camps for 4.5 months. And I think for most of them, it's probably more traumatic what they went through as prisoners than what they had to do in combat.
Well, I think, Alice, it needs to be a book that all of us read for a variety of reasons. So you need to tell us how to get it.
Well, it's available on Amazon.com. Both my books are, and they're paperback, and they're available in Kindle form for that media. So.
Okay, and again, the title of this book is?
The Heroes of Hosingen, Their Untold Story.
Okay, and Heroes of Hosingen is also your website. All right. We want to thank you so much, Alice Flynn, for bringing us up to date. And thank you for doing all of this research to bring this story to more completion than it has been in the past.
Well, thank you so much, Levon. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too. And I want to remind folks, until next time, there has been only one Christmas. The rest are anniversaries.